Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome to tonight's show. We're so happy you are joining us. There, as always, is so much to unpack. I've got a massive exclusive interview that we're going to drop in just a few moments. First, we've got to unpack everything else going on around the world. And in order to do so, you know, I like to head over to citizenfreepress.com. That's where Kane and all of his employees are hacking away at all the headlines and finding out the most important, relevant news and then feeding it to you with a little bit of comedy as well. So we're heading over there right now. There was a good story that you know I like. So let's start off with the heartwarming story. It's instant karma. Somebody who was attacking a woman on a German train lost his arm over it. Now, it's important to note, I believe Kane specifically listed that it was a Muslim attacker, and this individual was groping and trying to kiss a female train passenger. When other people on board saw this, they intervene. The alleged predator got attacked apparently by one of the men on that train, which turned into a bit of a scuffle. And well, fortunately, the man who was obviously the sexual predator lost his arm over it. And so we do love a story with a happy ending. And so that's why I had to kick that one off, because that's a good story these days. There are so many women who are being sexually assaulted by Muslim illegals flooding Europe. And so when you have a win, you got to celebrate. All right, folks, let's head back over to citizenfreepress.com, because there is some more news that you got to dive into. This one is in regards to Steve Bannon. Federal prosecutors are requesting that Steve Bannon, over his criminal contempt of Congress charge, turn himself into prison. He's obviously, you know, facing 4 months in prison. That's what he was sentenced to, but he's going through the appeals process. And of course, prosecutors are looking to push forward and incarcerate him, even though they should not be, because, well, Steve Bannon did nothing wrong. But, you know, Democrats don't apply the law for their own. They only apply it for people that they don't like, who are conservative. And that's what we're living in nowadays. So Steve Bannon just recently, as we detailed previously on the show, had his appeal declined and rejected by the DC Circuit Court of Appeals. And so, unfortunately, he's getting very, very close to having to turn himself in. We will continue to follow this as this plays out. Obviously, we don't want Steve Bannon to go to prison. Let's head back over to citizenfreepress.com, because this one might get a lot of you a little emotional, I gotta say. Red Lobster is closing down several stores. The food chain has filed for bankruptcy. They're not doing too well these days. And so at least 99 locations are being auctioned off, and well, they might end up closing. There was a story actually of one of their employees going online and just ranting about it. So 50 of them have closed so far. These other 99, we'll see how it plays out. But employees were not happy that they were not given an advance notice that their stores were being closed down. And so they were kind of shuttered out of a business last minute, which obviously for those who are working in the service industry, which I once was, it's not a good thing. And it is very, very stressful. The closures represent 15% of the company's approximate 700 locations throughout the country. They are the largest seafood restaurant chain here in the U.S., and obviously, Red Lobster is struggling, like many of us, with debts that they're looking to pay off. It is the effects of the Biden economy, of course. We're all starting to feel it these days. So again, folks, whenever you're looking to catch up on your headlines, head over to citizenfreepress.com. That's where I go every single day to start off my morning. You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend Dr. Kirk Elliott because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure, and he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. So I just finished unpacking my latest order from MyPillow, and There's so much to tell you guys about. The new MyPillow 2.0 line is incredible. And it's not just me. Gia and Giuseppe are also loving their MyPillow dog beds. Gia is so obsessed with it. She wants to eat on it, play on it. She literally never leaves her bed. She is loving the MyPillow dog beds, and I'm sure your pups at home would too. And it's just not that. My best friend, Allie, I gifted her the new MyPillow slippers, and she's loving it. She describes it as walking on clouds. It's so incredible. So make sure you head over to MyPillow.com and secure up to 66% off. It's an incredible deal. Make sure you use promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. And you guys got to get there now. Once word gets out that these items are all on the market now, the updated ones, well, he's going to sell out quickly. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.